Hi, this is Danny, and thank you for joining me for another episode. A little warning, no, there are no bad words in this episode, but it is a little bit on the negative side, not too much, and talks about the potential slowdown in real estate. Again, not too much negativity, just a little bit on the negative side. Don't get discouraged, learn and benefit and execute. Enjoy the episode. Bye-bye. Okay, we can definitely get started now. Once I find where to put this. Okay, hopefully this will be fine. Okay, very good. Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending where you are. Danny here with our weekly session. About real estate investing from California. I'm recording this on three channels, or you know, in the same time. It's going live on Facebook here, on YouTube here, and we also do it on the podcast right here. So you can actually consume the recording after the fact on any one of those channels. And what I want to talk to you today is something that came out of the conversation I had with an investor earlier this week. And we started, you know, we had a conversation about, investing. And he called me and asked specifically that, you know, if he wants to, he wants to consider investing. And he was asking about rentals and about flips and about different avenues. And we were having a healthy discussion. And then when I asked him, what would happen to him should he lose any of his investment money? Let's say he puts amount and he only gets back 80 or 70% out of it. What happens to him? What will happen in his life and how will it affect him? And primarily I asked him, will you, lack of a better term, end up on the street? And he paused. He was quiet down for a very long minute. And it sounds like he didn't even consider the possibility. He was actually surprised for my question about it. Very surprised. And he started a little bit. And we started having a conversation on this aspect of the risk and losing, you know, when you invest, the possibility of losing. And the reason I want to emphasize this is actually a couple of reasons I want to emphasize this aspect. In the past decade, for the most part, I'm not saying always, for the most part, what we have seen is the real estate, U.S. real estate is really doing well. Properties are appreciating on a regular basis, going up in values, etc. Right, we started past decade started in 2009 at the bottom after the crash, where the prices were very, very, very low, and then they, because there were so such low prices, they started creeping up, or more than creeping up, actually going up in some areas rapidly, some areas faster or slower, you know, in multiple years, and we all enjoyed it. Right, it was something that a lot of investors were experiencing. And having a, you know, benefiting from it, and this is something, you know, I wanna kind of talk about it. Maybe has a bit of a negative tone to it, but I will say this: when you are investing in, you know, whatever you are, you may be a beginner, an experienced, you know, someone who's, you know, not a pure, you know, just got started but been doing it for some time, you know, someone who's doing it professionally. We are in the phase where it seems like real estate in many U.S. metros, you know, the real estate economy is slowing down. Not necessarily going down, but slowing down. And if that's the case, and it could be different from one metro to another, but if that's the case where real estate is slowing down, it also means that it will be less forgiving when we make investments. In other words, a lot of the people that I've seen in the past decade or less than a decade investing and putting more and more time or money or activity into real estate investing, really benefited from the strong back wind of the appreciation of the real estate markets. This strong back wind, and again, not always and not in every instance, but this strong back wind, what it did is that it was able to chew up or absorb mistakes. Small mistakes, big mistakes, right? And when you're in that situation and you are looking back and say, oh, well, you know, a lot of people are successful left and right, and you're not considering, and only when you sell or throughout the process, you realize some of the mistakes of the property that you, the mistakes or problems with the property, you just then realize that it's not, in many cases in the past decade, not a big deal. The transaction absorb it and we'll be fine. And instead of making X amount of money, we'll make, half of that, whatever. or whatever amount, 80% of that, the mistakes or problems were absorbed by the backwind. Now, let's assume for a second, we are going into a slow period of the real estate economy. And again, I'm not talking about crashing, and I'm not even saying I'm predicting this is what's going to happen, but let's assume that for a second. What you should be doing is this. In your mind, you say, okay, you know what? I have been super successful or somewhat successful in the past years. Moving forward, if real estate is slowing down, it will be less forgiving. The flaws will be magnified by the weak back wind or no back wind at all. So that means you need to look very closely internally before making decisions. For example, if you're a beginner and you want to work with another company that will help you facilitate, make sure you really look carefully at their past performance, not for the results, but how they go about those, doing those investments, because the results may be not manipulated, but not reflecting the current time, okay? So that's number one. If you are a professional who's doing it by himself on a large scale, do the same. Learn from mistakes on one hand and move forward, looking into, more carefully on transactions, on future transactions. Again, it may be harder for you to, or it may be less forgiving in the future. If you are a company, right? Again, exactly the same thing. Check your audit yourself, checks and do a lot of checks and balances, or look at the past performance to make sure you close many holes and loopholes to avoid things that were you knew or not knew that were wrong, and correct them and fix them for the future. So there are three scenarios that I talked about. Starting or beginner investors, experienced or professionals, and people who do it as a company. If you do this exercise, you will learn to improve your own systems and processes for the future. Right? Now, if I'm wrong and real estate is going to continue doing what it's been doing in the past years, then nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong about it. If I'm right, it will help you. It will kind of give you the eyes wide open to make sure you're not going into those situations or trying to avoid them. I know it's easy said, much easier said than done, right? Much easier said than done. But in a way, I'm saying, let's be a little bit more skeptic about future investment to make sure we are protecting ourselves from the coming year or years of slow, if the case of slow real estate, of slower real estate times. One thing I'm member or on multiple real estate groups and forums, and I see a lot of players, that have been investing for a while. And they're very successful and they're very good with that. And you know what? That reminds me of over a decade ago, During 2004, 5, and 6, and even 7, here in the States, I would have, you know, I remember going to meetings and events, you know, in different parts, primarily California, primarily Northern California, and seeing a lot of speakers talk about real estate investing and methods and strategies, and mainly selling books and tapes and products and coaching, and a lot of hype, a lot of sales pitch. And in the following year, as soon as the crash happened, a lot of those people disappeared. If we're going into a similar time, there's probably a good chance a lot of the noise will disappear again. And again, I'm not saying, I'm not predicting we are going to a slow period or to a crash at all. I'm just saying those are the things that I've seen. And those people disappeared as soon as real estate got to be tough. My message or my request or my, you know, what I'm trying to learn myself too is moving forward. Do better due diligence, do, you know, try to close all the loopholes, all the things that, or the holes in your system or your methods or your formula to avoid such mistakes. It will protect you. It will protect, me too. And it will make us do better decisions, you know, into the future. That's pretty much what I wanted to say about this. I know it has a little bit of a negative tone. That's not my intention. It's more of a get your attention on things that are coming with real estate. If you have any questions regarding this topic, or if you have questions that are related to real estate and not necessarily related to this topic, please post them right now in the comments. If you're watching the recording, you are most welcome to contact us in the future and send us your questions via email, Facebook, etc. I will tell you that I'm wrapping up a week that I've been guest contributor writer on a forum that every day we posted a lot of information, articles, or Facebook long pay Facebook calls, a different aspect of real estate investing. So it has been a very interesting week for me to experience that kind of an interaction. We're doing this session on a weekly basis every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time with a clear intention to engage, to educate, to share with you guys, real estate investors, so we can help you be better ones and maybe even work together sometimes in the future on investing in real estate. I see there are no questions coming in, the last thing I want to say, this, if you're joining a little bit late, we have this session and previous sessions recorded on our podcast, on YouTube, and on Facebook. So you're most welcome to listen, view, watch, consume, however you see fit. And if you have no access to those resources, feel free to reach out to us and we will share them with you. I'm going to wait a little bit longer. I see a lot of people here from different time zones, so I'll wait and see. Or see multiple time zones. If there are any comments or questions, and if not, we will call it a wrap, short and to the point today. Very good. I see no questions coming in. That's fine. That's good. I want to use this opportunity to wish you a great weekend, a great rest of your day. And I hope to see you here in the future or possibly in other medium. Thank you, everyone. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.